Chapter 4. How it fares with one who is not on the winning side. Two soldiers of the 3rd Division, called the Unconquerable, stood looking down for quite a while at the two survivors of the great battle. The soldiers were brave and gallant fellows. They had been patrolling through the tunnel just at the moment that the train came into Qing Yung Gao Station, precisely as the captain said, "Our enemy are." They had raised their guns and had fired, and immediately fired again and then again so that the captain should know who exactly the enemy were. Then they saw the captain jump down from the train, and the gunners jumped down after him. When they had all run away, the two soldiers realized that with 6 blank cartridges, they had captured a whole train with horses, trucks, and cannon. But they had not been able to take a single prisoner, since none had remained to be taken. Only when they came to the last freight car had they any luck. "But they're only little boys," said the first soldier gently. "They must grow up," said the second soldier. "But perhaps they're dead." "No, they're still alive. They're trembling." "We are shivering because we're so cold," cried Big Tiger, raising his head. "Stand up," ordered the first soldier. "Do you know what you are?" asked the second soldier.
"He's Compass Mountain, and I'm Big Tiger."
"That's not what I mean," said the first soldier. "You're prisoners of war," said the second soldier. Christian hung his head, and so did Big Tiger. It was dreadful suddenly to find oneself a prisoner of war.
"Do you understand anything about engines?" asked the first soldier.
"No," said Big Tiger and Christian. "We understand nothing about them."
"Then you're stupid into the bargain," said the second soldier. "Now come along with us."
"May we take the blankets with us, Commander?" asked Big Tiger.
"Take them, but hurry up. We have only a few minutes."
The two soldiers took their guns under their arms and led Big Tiger and Christian down to the middle of the train. There was one car with a little turret on top of it and an iron ladder up to it. When they had all climbed up, the first soldier said, "Look at this wheel with a handle to it. You must both start turning it with all your might as soon as the train whistles. It's a brake, and you may stop only when it won't turn any more."
"We'll turn it without ceasing," said Big Tiger.
"We're going straight uphill to the pass," declared the second soldier. "We've captured you 2 rascals and all the horses and guns, so you have to do what we want you to do. Perhaps it will succeed, perhaps it won't. It's dangerous, but that's war."
"It can't be helped," said Big Tiger.
The two soldiers laughed and went off. As they could not reverse the engine by themselves, they merely threw the switch instead, and then they climbed onto the engine. The two soldiers belonged to a railway detachment, and they knew their job. After a quarter of an hour, a mighty shower of sparks rose from the funnel. "We're off," shouted the soldiers. "Hold tight, you 2 in front."
"We're holding tight," cried Christian and Big Tiger.
Nevertheless, they fell back against the wall of the caboose when the locomotive started. The buffers of the cars struck violently one upon the other. Then the wheels began to turn obediently. Immediately afterwards, the train entered the tunnel from which the two soldiers had fired. Again there was a thundering roar and smoke, but this time the smoke came from behind, because the locomotive was pushing the whole long train in front of it. Christian and Big Tiger wished very much that the tunnel would come to an end, but the tunnel was long and remained dark. The train slowed down, and suddenly a shrill whistle rent the air. It was like a cry of terror. Immediately Christian and Big Tiger started turning the wheel. At first it was easy, but soon it became harder, and they found it all they could do to keep on. At the end of the train, the locomotive could be heard panting. Its wheels were revolving wildly, and there was a continuous glow of fire on the roof of the tunnel. For some seconds, the train stood still. Then suddenly it began to run backwards. Quite slowly and uncannily, the whole train started gliding downhill. Big Tiger was the first to realize that an accident was threatening. He pushed his shoulder firmly against the handle of the brake. "We've got to hold this wheel fast," he panted. "Our lives aren't worth much now." Then Christian hung with both hands onto one of the spokes, and so they both remained, exerting all their strength. But the train continued gliding downhill. At last one of the soldiers came running by. He swung a lantern and called out, "Don't let go, old warriors! Hold fast, noble sons of heroes! Nothing worse could happen to us than this." He ran from car to car, taking down the brake shoe which hung by each wheel and ramming it quickly under. The wheels creaked, the backward slide slowed down, and finally the train stood still. Having reached the last car, the soldier came back at a walk. He was happy again, and his lantern glowed cheerfully. "You can let go now," he said. "You've been real men."
The second soldier climbed down from the locomotive. He was carrying a bag of sweet poppy seed cakes. The symbols for riches, happiness, and a long life were written on them in sugar icing. He shared out the cakes with the long life emblems first, for we have had a wonderful escape, he said. Christian and Big Tiger were terribly hungry. We thank you, they said. Please excuse us if we eat heartily. Eat away, said the soldiers. When all the cakes had been eaten, the first soldier said, You are prisoners of war, but we trust you. We have eaten your bread, said Big Tiger, and we are no loafers. That's good, said the soldier. We must stay here and guard the train, which won't move any more. You two must take courage and walk through to the end of the dark tunnel. Then stand and call out, Gentle wind. As soon as someone says, Brings success, you can go on, but not before, or you will be shot. We hear and obey, said Big Tiger and Christian. The tunnel sentries will ask, Where do you come from? Answer, We are sent by Good Companion and Yellow Arrow. Then they will ask, Where do you want to go? And you shall say, To the General Wu, for whom we have a message. Don't let them question you. Be firm and don't chatter. Report what you know and what you have seen only to the General. Ask him to send us another locomotive so that we don't have to stick 100 years in this tunnel. Do you understand all that? Yes, we understand, said Christian. Farewell, elder brothers, said Big Tiger. We shall go now. They bowed 3 times to the soldiers. You are polite people, said Good Companion. One can see that at once, said Yellow Arrow. Farewell, and may you have many lucky stars.